Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And we are still in our series called Beyond the Shallows, where we're looking at this idea that we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. And to do that, we're looking at Jesus' life through the life of Simon Peter. And this past week, we really transitioned from the Gospels to the book of Acts. And we talked about how Acts is kind of like this historical movement from the Gospels, which is Jesus for us, to, in the book of Acts, it really transitions to Jesus through us. The Holy Spirit really becomes really the main character in a lot of ways in the book of Acts. And so we kind of talked about this past week about the importance of the kingdom. When you read at the beginning of the book of Acts, what you hear, what you see, right? Acts chapter 1, verse 3, that Jesus presented himself alive to them after suffering by many proofs, appearing to them for 40 days and speaking about the kingdom. In other words, for the last 40 days after the resurrection, before Jesus ascends back to the Father, anybody and everybody, he's talking about the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. When you get to the end of the book of Acts, the last really words of the book of Acts, this is Paul writing. He was in prison. It says he lived there 2 whole years at his own expense. He was welcomed by all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. And so what you see is the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. This was on the mind and heart, not only of Jesus, but of Paul and other leaders in the New Testament. The reason I say that is because a lot of times you'll hear me especially talk about planting churches. And it's just good to remind ourselves that the church is not the goal. The church is a tool to help us get to the goal. The church is a means to an end, and the end is the kingdom. So maybe some of you are planting gardens right now. I know I'm planting a garden, and the goal is sweet corn, right? The goal is sweet corn on my plate, buttered and salted about mid-July. That's the goal. I've got a lot of tools to help me get there, right? I've got a hoe. I've got some fertilizer. I've got the right soil and seeds, and all those things are great tools, but those things are not the goal. And so it's important for us to remember, when you think about the book of Acts, that the Holy Spirit, right, came upon them, and they were witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. But all of that was to grow the kingdom. And God's kingdom is his sovereign rule, resulting in human beings giving God the worship that he rightly deserves. That's how we defined the kingdom. So it really comes down to this faith decision on our part. Do we believe what Jesus said in John 14:12, that whoever believes in me will do greater works than I? And I don't know anybody who raises their hand on a regular basis and says, hey, I've done greater things than Jesus this week. What did he mean by that? Well, in this world, when Jesus walked the planet, he limited himself to one place at one time. When he left and the Holy Spirit comes in the book of Acts, all of a sudden, human beings carry this presence of God, this story of Jesus everywhere throughout the earth. But for that to happen, we've got to be filled. We've got to be filled with God's presence. It's kind of like, if you think about a baseball glove, right? A baseball glove sitting on the ground, not animated, is something just, it's okay. It may be a nice glove, but it doesn't work unless it's filled. And so the fact that Jesus leaves us, goes back to heaven, we refer to that doctrine in the church as the priesthood of every believer. So you don't have to pray through a priest. You don't have to pray through a dead person or a live person. That Jesus ascended back to the Father. And Hebrews 7:25 says he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. That Jesus is our advocate right now, sitting at the right hand of God. We go directly to him. We pray directly to him. Every believer in that sense is a priest. This is why you hear people, when they pray in Jesus' name. So how does that affect us? What does that mean for us? Well, I think it means at least a few things. Number one, one way to apply this is to ask for help. If you have a habit that's ruining your life right now, you're making the same mistake over and over again, trying to handle it your way, ask for help. Find other people. You can ask, you can ask a coach, you can ask a parent, you can ask your life group leader. Ask someone for help. Every spring at our house, we have these birds that come, and they're male birds. They've got to be male birds because females wouldn't do this. They fly into our windows. They see the reflection, and they just keep flying into our windows, sometimes to their death. They'll just bang their head on the window. And I just wonder if God ever looks at me sometimes and says, you know what, Dean, you're doing the same thing over and over. You're flying into the same window over and over. You think you're fighting something. You're just fighting yourself. Ask for help. That's the first thing. Second thing I would say is pray your day. You know what you're going to face in a day. You're going to have certain meetings. You're going to have certain relationships. You're going to have certain tasks. And ask God to be present with you in those tasks on a daily basis. Third thing we talked about was use your gift. Find a place to serve. And our creative arts team put together a great video about serving and the blessing that we have to use our gifts. We would love it if you would reach out to us and serve. And then the last thing we said was to invite your friends and family. You know, we're going to be having a grand opening at our Lewis Center campus on August 29th, first building we've ever built from the ground up. And you know what? A lot of times people are willing to come when something is new. And so it's a great opportunity for you to think about and live the kingdom, because your advocate, right? Jesus, he will represent you well. That's what advocates did. They were attorneys, but he will not coerce you. You can live a life that is full, like that, even in the midst of difficulties, full of joy and peace and hope. I'm going to pray that for us today, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray that for yourself. And God, I pray that you would fill me today. Lord, there'll be things that I know are going to come up today and things that I don't know about that are going to come up today. And I'm going to need your presence. I'm going to need your spirit for both of those things, both of those categories. So God, help me today to represent you well to my Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. And God, if I have the opportunity, to the uttermost parts of the world. I do pray today specifically for our family members from LifePoint who are serving around the world in places, God, like Southeast Asia, Central Asia, Lord, folks who are serving in Southern Europe. God, I pray that you would be near them today, that they would have a sense that they're fulfilling your good work and your commission. Now I want to give you the opportunity to pray.